The last week of May passed without incident. Every morning, Sam woke and pedaled his bike to Woodchuck. Every night, he came home. Swami pretended not to smell the beer on his breath. He asked every morning if Swami wanted to bring the kids out for a campfire dinner, or if Swami wanted to go and guide while Sam stayed back for a few days. "I don't know, Sam," she'd tell him. "We'll stay here for now." The truth was, Swami didn't want to feel frightened again the way she had their first morning in. She didn't trust Woodchuck or Sam's uncle. She needed time. The quiet of the campground helped. After the whirlwind of preparation and arrival, it felt good to sleep late with the kids and walk to the beach for a morning swim. She and the kids spent their days exploring the edges of the lake and dirt paths through the woods. Ranger Bonnie let them borrow her own canoe, which Swami kept close to shore in less than 2 feet of water with Dee Dee and Del aboard. Del learned the words lily pad and poison ivy and how to drink from the red water pump without touching her lips to it. Darren could already tell the difference between a bluegill, a bass, a pike, and 2 types of turtles. Dee Dee liked to kick the water, burbling as she did. There was a ranger station and general store where Swami let the kids buy bottles of juice and look into the live bait tanks, and where Swami could pick up their forwarded mail from the P.O. boxes. They took naps after lunch, with the fan blowing on them. All of them were already turning a ruddy shade of golden brown, burnished with Swami's zinc sunscreen and clean lake sand. Moon invited Swami over for lunch on her day off from the river. She'd been stopping by in the evenings to say hello. One time Sam was there, and he seemed a bit too eager to have the younger woman in their campsite, nodding eagerly at everything she said, as if to make up for Swami's lack of enthusiasm. Chip stopped out on his motorcycle sometimes, too. There was something about Chip that Del absolutely adored. He was like a big, shaggy bear who sat on the ground with her, and he could make her crack up by crossing his eyes. Swami tolerated all of it the way she tolerated paying bills. But now this was Moon's second lunch invitation. So Swami felt she had to go. There aren't too many excuses to be had when you live in a campground. Not that Swami was sure she needed them. She liked Moon well enough. The woman was friendly, but her effusive spirit and crystal waving just felt like too much static in Swami's quiet woods. Swami and her kids walked down to Moon's campsite after their swim, about an hour and a half before their nap. Swami had that excuse, should she need it. They came around the bend, and Moon's yellow Jeep came into view behind the wooded hedge.
"She's not going to do that rock thing again, is she?" Darren asked.
"Try to be polite," said Swami, and Darren furrowed his brow. Behind Moon's Jeep sat her teardrop camper, with its tiny door and bright tin siding, 2 propane tanks strapped to the hitch. Moon had Christmas lights and colorful flags strung between the trees.